Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7thefan.com's Steelers insider. Let's get a sponsor on this Jeff report. I mean, Jeff does an incredible
job for us. How about the aviary?
Exactly. Somebody out there, get in touch with our amazing sales team. Let's slap a nice sponsor on Jeff here as he joins us over at Steelers headquarters. All right, Jeff, the injuries. Mike Tomlin painted a very rosy picture on Tuesday. Did that come to fruition today? The guys they left the light on for, that they were going to let participation be their guide, blah, blah, blah. How did it look with those Steelers today?
Well, those guys, the light's still off on Jalen Warren. On Jalen Ramsey. Listen, he also said that it's probably going to be limited or not practicing early, and then maybe there's a chance for a guy like Ramsey or Calvin Austin to be able to practice at the end of the week and then be able to play. We've seen no signs of that. You can't tell me that Thursday night doesn't matter, like that you're going to play Sunday and then have Thursday. So there's an opportunity that maybe those two don't play on Sunday, but could be available on Thursday. But the others, Jalen Warren looked great. I have no doubts that Joey Porter is going to play. So from that standpoint, it looks good.
Who do you think steps in at wide receiver for Calvin Austin and becomes wide receiver two if he can't go?
Yeah, I don't think there's a guy. I think you're going to see different sets. I think you're going to see three tight end sets. I think you're going to see 13 personnel to use
which
the
Which wide
the
receiver
lingo of the
will
day.
Have the second most snaps behind DK Metcalf?
Ben Skowronek.
Could be. If they really are looking to run it, it's going to be Skowronek. I think Scotty Miller's got a chance to be in that conversation. And I say this for Roman. As has been pointed out, he's going to get a chance. If he makes something happen with that first chance he gets, then he can build on his reps. If he doesn't, then we're going to see more of the guys that they can count on for the other things that a receiver does, most notably blocking.
Jeff, speaking of the big personnel and wanting to run the ball, you were in the scrum. What the hell was going on with Rodgers' answer when he was asked by Mike DeFabo? Pretty good question, just what benefits, what have you noticed about having the extra offensive lineman, Spencer Anderson, in there? And he just goes, you got to go ask the offensive coordinator. Yeah. Andrew and I thought that was a very strange answer and an otherwise at times illuminating and like honest media avail from Rodgers.
Yeah, I love the stuff he was saying about Garrett and also about the rivalry with the Browns.
And he said some good schematic stuff too about high. Like I thought he gave you a window in, but then he clammed up like he was
very
under
bizarre.
The sea with that answer.
Yeah, I think probably for a second he's like, okay, I don't want to give anything away. So I'll just kind of defer to Arthur Smith to say what he wants to do. But, it was part of their success in Minnesota, and they feel like that they have some momentum, the offensive line does, from that fourth quarter. I mean, there's been a ton of talk from those guys this week about feeling really good about how they've progressed and what they did and how they were able to kind of grind out that game. Now, this is going to be a challenge like they haven't seen. I mean, no one stops the run better than Cleveland.
Jeff, Pat Freiermuth. I don't know if he talked today. I haven't checked. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Eventually, he probably will this week. We heard Mike Tomlin's explanation. What the heck is going on there with the tight end that's making a lot of money here?
Yeah, they're working on different schemes, different personnel, working on different ways. I mean, I think they've got two tight ends that want to play every down. And
the third tight end played more than both combined.
I was going to say, the guy who doesn't want to play every down is playing close to every down, Jeff.
And it's been valuable with what he can do. I thought it was interesting where he said that Hayward, who's kind of known for his blocking, and Pat, who's a pretty big dude aren't big enough to be able to block on the end, because I think they are and have, but obviously they're not as big as Broderick Jones. Listen, I think Freiermuth's trying to find his place in this offense right now, and I think they're trying to figure out how they distribute these passes between DK and Jonnu and Pat, and specifically with those three options. I think there will be games where you'll see more, but I think when you're seeing them having success with the run, you're going to see more Darnell.
Jeff, so we're trying to figure out how to divvy up reps at tight end. How do you think, when it looks like Highsmith trending in the right direction, like the injury report said, how do they divvy up reps at outside backer now?
I think there'll be they've talked about this three outside linebacker package. We might see that, but that's going to be limited. I think you'll see, you might see Highsmith start, but I think you're going to see more reps to Herbig, especially in this first game. Maybe Thursday it changes a little, but as assuming that there aren't any other issues with Highsmith, and he's looked good so far with this, you know, coming back from the high ankle sprain, I think you'll see Herbig with more snaps on Sunday, and then Thursday we'll kind of see where that ankle is for Highsmith. But I think they are committed. I know this has been lip service kind of in the past. I think they are committed to, whether it's having all three of them on at the same time, on the field at the same time, they realize they've got to get Herbig reps when both Watt and Highsmith are healthy.
Here's another one, because Pony offered this theory that they could use Herbig like a closer. If they get a lead in a game, he comes in to try to close it out. Do you think, let me ask you this. Let's say they are up on the Browns, I don't know, 5 points or something, where the Browns need a touchdown. They can't go for a field goal to tie the game. So it's 20-16 late, Jeff. And TJ Watt is out there on one side, as he always is. Who do you think, with 2 minutes left, Browns have the ball down four, is opposite TJ Watt?
In this scenario, because he's coming back from injury, it's Herbig.
I agree.
What if it's Joe Flacco in the exact same situation on Thursday?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's playing better in the game? And I mean it that way. I think they look and see who's making a bigger impact in the game. Here's where Herbig has really helped himself. He's become a lot better against the run. And I think that used to be the knock on him, is that we can't have him in situations where run is really an option, or on early downs where run is a threat. I don't think that's as much the case anymore. He's improved so much in the run game. He's earned himself more opportunities.
More snaps on Sunday, Kenneth Gainwell or Jaylen Warren?
Jaylen Warren.
Not even a hesitation there. Jeez.
But
wow,
if
after Kenneth Gainwell, the game of his life, Kenny G.
But if they can't run the ball, like if they're just running into a wall every time, then Gainwell is obviously going to get some more opportunities because he's kind of the pass-catching guy. He's a guy you can put out in the slot. But I don't doubt, obviously, by the quick answer, that Warren's going to get more opportunities. It was just a precaution that from everything I've heard, you know, in the Minnesota game. And, I mean, Warren's looked fantastic at practice.
One more for you, Jeff, and I'll just point out that, again, when Andrew and I listened to Rodgers, kind of he had this thought, and I agreed with him. When he was asked about the lack of a deep passing game, so much of this quick stuff, he was very quick, was Rodgers, to point out that, hey, if teams are going to play us two high safeties, that's what's going to be there. He did not, like, say, well, got to have more time to throw this or that. And we both thought maybe is he shifting it away from the offensive line now because he's happier with their blocking. Like, it was maybe a chance where he'd say, well, we've got to have time to throw to do that stuff. Arthur Smith kind of alluded to that a little bit, and he didn't. He said, hey, this is what they're giving us. We'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, we all know Aaron is a very smart guy. I think that's a chance to, like, hey, we've got some momentum with this offensive line. I'm going to keep that momentum going. You know, one of the things, guys, and I think we've discussed this a little bit, the timing from Aaron on those short throws has been impeccable. I mean, The yak has been great, but his timing on those throws, I mean, I'd almost dare a defense, all right, stop those short throws, and then when they do, then you're going to see those opportunities deep.
All right, Jeff, what's your score prediction for Steelers and Browns?
I say Steelers 16-7.
That was the final score of Super Bowl III. You know who was the MVP in that game?
In Super Bowl III?
Yeah.
Who won that game? The Chiefs or the Raiders? Why am I thinking
Broadway.
Joe
Namath.
Wait.
Do you know what he did?
Hold on. Time out. I have to officially apologize. I was zoning out on Chiefs in Super Bowl IV, I think it was, Pony.
Yes.
Sorry. Yes. Broadway. Who had the two touchdowns? Matt Snell?
And what did Broadway Joe do? He called into Ron Cook's final show here on The Fan and Ron Crud.
Yes, he did.
And then people wanted to take pictures with Ron, and he walked right out the door before they could, right, Donnie?
I think that's a legendary
move. You were here for that.
I mean, I think he walked out with his headphones still on and the whole wire dragging on the floor.
He shook our market manager SPAC's hand and, like, briefly stopped, and then, yeah, he was, like, out like a fart in the wind, man.
And now it's Ron Cook sitting at poolside with a fur coat on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.